You're recording it for quality assurance?
Oh, yeah. All right, so we're going to introduce ourselves.
This call may be monitored for quality assurance.
Yep. All right, we're going to introduce myself. My name is Garrett Springer. I'm 18 years old. Today is the 29th of May, and I'm speaking with my grandpa, Brian Gunderson, and I am in Spokane, Washington, and he is in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, Dallas, Texas.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start with the first question. What were your feelings when you learned about the outcome of the 2016 presidential election?
Well, I was relieved in one sense and worried in another, because I wasn't happy with the Republican candidate who won it, but I was less happy with the Democratic candidate.
Yeah. Have you had these feelings following an election before?
Not to this degree. I think this was more unsettling than any other election I've been involved in.
Alrighty. Next question. What does it mean to you to be an American?
I'm very proud to be American. I think with being American, we have freedoms that some countries don't have. We also have blessings or benefits that other countries don't have, a standard of living that is higher than many, many countries. And I think that, to me, I have to do my part in helping maintain that freedom. Again, be involved in elections and those kinds of things, and also be involved in my community and helping to improve it. I think we as Americans have the responsibility to help others, to help improve life and help others improve their lives as well, whether they're in this country or in other countries.
That's great. What was it like the first time you voted?
Well, the first time I voted, I think the feeling was, as I'm an adult now, I can start participating in being a real American and a real, responsible person. I felt that was one of the first steps to being confident that I'm old enough and able to participate like an adult in things.
Yeah, I feel that way too. So my sources tell me that you were a BYU quarterback. What was that like, and what was some of your best stories from that experience?
Well, I learned a great deal from that. First of all, as a quarterback, as a freshman quarterback, it was injured, so I didn't play any of the season as a freshman. And then back then, the freshman team was different from the varsity team. You had a freshman team who went around and played other freshmen. And then you had a varsity team, and the year when I got back, it was all one team. They no longer had a freshman team. So my freshman year, I never played any football because I had a knee injury. And then I decided at that point in time, to take a break, go on a mission. And the coach at the time was not happy with that decision. He had made arrangements for me to go to Snow College to play. In order to continue with my full ride scholarship, I would be playing football, basketball, and baseball at Snow College. And he wanted to have me get experience as a quarterback and then come back with some quarterback experience at a college level. And I told him that, no, I thought it was time for me to go on a mission. He was not happy with me. So he has to talk to my parents. And when my parents came down, they supported me, and he was very angry. He had a bad temper. This was not... His name was Hudspeth. And he got very upset with my parents. And so he said, well, I'll show you that he'll be worthless when he gets back. I'll guarantee you, I'll give him a scholarship when he gets back, and you'll see that he's worthless. So I came back from my mission, called him up and says, Coach, I still want to play. And so as I went down to play spring football, in order to be able to even play, you have to participate in scrimmages. So, but each week he never let me play in any of the scrimmages, which means that, and I was the sixth string quarterback, and they were only going to keep three or four. So if I couldn't ever participate in scrimmage, it means I was cut.
Yeah.
So finally, we got to the last scrimmage, the last time scrimmage before during the spring season, so the coaches says, okay, everybody who hasn't had a chance to play yet, we guarantee you we'll let you scrimmage today, so we can see how you can do. But then we went in and got suited up, and it started to pour rain. And we waited for like 45 minutes in the locker room, waiting for the rain to stop. And the coaches came in and says, well, guys, it looks like we're going to have to cancel practice today, or cancel the scrimmage, which would have meant I was off the team. So I was praying like crazy. And they said, we're going to wait, see what looks like we're going to not have it. And so he went outside and came back in about 15 minutes later and says, hey, it's all of a sudden cleared up. We're going to do it. So we went over, and the coach was, he was in a pretty bad mood. And we went through five quarterbacks in about a half an hour.
Oh, wow.
And so so what they do is they line you up on the 50-yard line, offense against defense, and they just see how far you can go. So I went in, and we went down and scored, which I think may have been the first time that day. And they took us back to the 50-yard line, and we went down and scored again. So in that one practice, I went from sixth string to third string. And so that was kind of memorable for me. And then I had several memories. One, sophomore year is I hurt my little finger on just a week or so before the season was starting, and so they had to operate on it. And so I was out for about 4 or 5 weeks with a splint on my finger, my right hand, my throwing hand. And so finally, I got that off, and my finger was still bent, so it didn't work. But anyway, so he kept telling me that he was going to have me start a quarterback, because the quarterbacks were not doing very well. So finally he had me start at our homecoming game, and nobody knew who I was, because I was being redshirted at that point in time. I mean, they would save you, if you didn't play that year, then they'd save a year of eligibility.
Yeah.
But he pulled me to the side, he pulled me out of redshirt, and I played the homecoming game, which is against Utah State, one of our rivals. And they were favored to beat us by 3 touchdowns, and we beat them 27-21 or something like that.
Wow.
And because of that, there was a whole huge, and I hadn't played a football game since high school, as far as I actually played a game. And so I got a whole bunch of publicity. The headlines were Brian Hu led Cougars to victory. And so that was kind of another fun time. And then my senior year was probably a real learning experience for me, because that's the year where you're supposed to be doing your best, that's when Coach Edwards took over, and I wasn't playing quarterback, and people are asking me. I says, I don't know. I says, I think I'm good or better than the quarterback they got, who was a junior. And so I sat down with Coach and says, what's going on? I said, I just feel like I'm a better quarterback than he is. And he says, well, Brian, he says, we had to make a decision as a coaching staff that we were going to go with all the younger players, because we feel like this is a building year, so we want to get all the younger players experience so that next year we can have a strong team. Which meant that, the seniors, if there was any question, the seniors were not playing that year. But yeah, so it's a decision he had to make as a coach, which was a tough decision.
Yeah.
And I respected him as a coach, and now that I knew what the situation was, I said, okay, well, then I'll quit focusing on football, and I'll start focusing more on my grades, helped my grades come up.
Yeah.
But, I could have been really bitter about that. And really badmouth him, and this isn't fair and all this stuff. But I thought, that's part of life. People have to make decisions. They're hard decisions. And I respected the fact that he told me, was honest with me. And so I learned from that, that I, there's, life's got to go on, and football's not going to be my career anyway. So it paid for my schooling, which is a real blessing. And,
yeah.
And from that, I learned that, you know, life goes on, and I'm going to make the best of whatever situation is. So, and like I said, my senior year was tough because I didn't step on the field once. And I went to all the games and everything because I was a backup quarterback and I was a backup punter. So they needed me there just in case. But that was just a learning experience for me.
Yeah. Do you think anything would have been different if you did not go on your mission?
If I had not gone on my mission?
Yeah.
I think that the mission really helped solidify who I was and what were my priorities were. And because one of the things that, you know, this coach was that Hudspeth, who I was not, he wasn't happy with me, but then because I showed I could do it, he put me back on the team.
Yeah.
He came to me a couple times during the season, and he respected me for my decisions I'd made in the past, and he says, now we're going to have to, we got some things coming up, and he says, I know Monday night is normally your family night. He says, but it would be all right if we had some football meetings on that night, because that's the only time we can have you watch these game builds or something. So he was actually asking me, a player, if it would be all right. And I don't think he would have done that had I not stood my ground and says, no, a mission is what's important.
Yeah, so he found some respect for you because of that.
Mm-hmm. Because I stood up for what I believed in. Another kind of funny story, interesting story, that was back before they rated the movies.
Yeah.
And we were at a away game in, I think it was Arizona, or Mexico, I can't remember where, I think it was Arizona. And so we had gotten there a day early so we could get used to the altitude and the weather and everything. And we had practiced that day and that evening just to relax. They took us to a movie. And it was a movie about this guy who was a runner, who was an athlete. They thought, oh, this would be a good movie to see. Well, we go in there and we're watching this movie, and there's nudity in it. And I'm going, you know, this isn't. And I just basically got up and walked out of the movie theater. I had to get shuffled by all these guys, the other football players.
Yeah.
And I left the theater, and I'll just wait for him outside because I don't need this stuff. And then pretty soon Coach Edwards comes out. Several other players come out. You know, a lot of them, again, had the same feeling that isn't really where they belong, but nobody wanted to get up and leave, to be embarrassed and say, well,
yeah.
But because I was a return missionary, I thought, no, this is just not what we should be doing here. And afterwards, the coaching staff apologized once I'd done the other thing. We had no idea that this was... had this in it. It was tough getting up and just in the middle of the movie sliding out through all these guys saying, oh, sorry guys, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
The coaching staff came out, you know, a lot of the coaches came out too, so anyway.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an interesting experience I had.
That's some great stories. What advice would you give to teenagers, to your younger self, to me, to all your grandchildren about stuff that you learned from those experiences?
Well, I think, as I think about my younger life, it was lopsided. I mean, I was Mr. Sports.
Yeah.
And I think that I should have spent more time focusing on other areas that other than just sports. I mean, I excelled in football and basketball and baseball and soccer and volleyball.
Yeah.
and anything, any other ball I could find. And but you know, there's a cost to that, and I think I was too focused on that, not focused enough on spiritual things and on education. I could have gotten better grades had I not been so focused on, you know, spent hours throwing a football rather than studying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, I learned a lot from the sports, a lot of good things. But again, I think I was not, didn't have a complete, a good balance in my life. I think I was too focused on sports.
That's great.
And you know, I think that's, as kids look at their life, they need to look at, do they have a balanced life as far as their activities, their spiritual side and their emotional side? Are we balanced or are we out of balance? And I think that's what I would advise teenagers.
Yeah, that's great.
Whether it's video games or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
just to keep a balance.
Yeah, whatever's taking up our time, just keep a balance of.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I know you've told some of your old dog stories. I forgot his name. What was his name?
King,
that's right. Oh, what are some of your favorite stories from King?
Now, you realize you've got a book.
Yeah, King. Yeah. Yeah, I've read that book a couple times, actually. I actually like reading it.
My favorite story is when I came home from being gone, and King was with me. And when I got home, my sister had already gone to somebody's house to babysit. And, you know, I have no idea how that dog figured out where she was. But he kind of snooped around somehow the house and figured out there was one person missing. And when she came out from where she was babysitting, it was at like 11, 12 o'clock at night. And where we lived was just all orchards and fields, and it was, you know, it wasn't like walking through, you know, streets. He was sitting on the front porch at the place where she was babysitting.
Wow.
Waiting for her. And I, you know, to this day I have no clue how he figured that out, but dogs do that. And so he was walking her home, and all of a sudden he started to growl and ran into the bushes, and some man came running out the other side of the bushes. And he chased him away and then came back, and then my sister ran all the way home from there.
Wow.
But that was kind of an amazing story. That just, he was an amazing dog. I used to use him for pillow and take naps on the front lawn. The other thing is he hated cars.
Really?
Yeah, and when you were walking along the side of the road and a car would be coming, he'd come up and he'd hit your inside leg and push you off the road. And I'd get so mad at him, but he was just trying to keep it, and then he'd run after the car and chase the car away. But I would get so mad at him because he would just push me off the road to protect me.
Wow, sounds like a cool dog. Do you have any memorable, just super memorable stories from your childhood or teenage years?
Of you?
Of me, of yourself, just any.
I've been thinking, because the way the question read is, do I have any memories of you?
Yeah, yeah.
And yes, I have two.
Yeah?
Two very memorable ones. One, when you were born, realizing that this was starting a whole new generation. You were our first grandchild.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when Grandma says when she held you that first time, it was saying, what have we started here? And what are we going? And then the second most memorable is when we attended your funeral.
Yeah.
That was really touching, because when we, you know, it was just listening to your dad talk about you and your mom, and that was really a memorable experience. It just really made us focus on who you were and what you've accomplished and what you did and what your great potential you have, and how that would be terrible if it was ended short like that.
Yeah. That was,
those are the two most memorable. And then the third one I thought of is when, yeah, I remember when I watched you play soccer, I mean, at a higher level for the first time when you were playing midfield.
Yeah.
I was amazed at how you kind of controlled and played that game. So I hadn't seen you play for a long time since you were a teeny tiny, but I was just amazed at that.
I always enjoyed you guys watching me play.
So do we.
Well, do you have anything else that is on your mind that you would love to talk about?
think about that. Anything else on my mind that I'd love to talk about? Well, I'm just excited that for you and your got accepted to BYU and how well you've done, and I'm excited for that, and it's a great start on your life.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Just keep the balance in your life. I think that's the thing, is keep focused on things that are most eternal and mm-hmm. are important long term. You'll do great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity to spend some time with you.
Yeah, this has been great. I definitely need to talk to you more, I feel like. You and Grandma both.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. Well, I'll see you in, I don't know how long, but I'll see you soon, hopefully.
Yep, yeah, we'll be there for the... We're trying to decide. I think we're going to be there for your barbecue.
Awesome.
We're trying to decide whether it's going to be the graduation or barbecue, but it sounds like the barbecue is going to be a family affair kind of thing. So.
Awesome.
So, we're excited.
I'm excited to see you guys.
Okay.
All right, take care.
All right, bye, Garrett.
Bye.